fucking the shittiest song of the week.
That sounds fucking terrible.
Just like retard music.
It's utter horseshit.
What did I say? It's bad.
This is dumb, retarded.
Because it's so bad.
It's obnoxious.
So very annoying.
Unlistenable.
That's bad. That's really bad.
That was so bad.
For the love of God, why the fuck are you listening to Shitty Song of the Week?
Hello, welcome to another episode of Shitty Song of the Week, the show where I'm your host, Brandon, and joining me as always, back by popular demand, it's Red. How's it going, buddy?
What's going on, dude?
Not a fucking thing. People, you know the drill at this point. You check us out over at shittysong.show, where you're going to get links to everything, the social media, our Patreon, and the new Discord server.
Yeah.
We do have to put that on the website.
Yeah, just go to Discord and search Shitty Song of the Week. It should pop up.
Now, quick programming note. I guess we get this out of the way right away. As you may notice, Teresa's not here with us.
No.
She's got, you know, life happens and she's not going to be able to join us for a little while.
Maybe one day she'll be back, though.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like Santa Claus. We'll see her next year, maybe.
But I'm looking forward to this. We're getting things back to basics.
Yeah. Why not? Let's go back to me and you in the way it's always been. I loved what Teresa did, and I thank her for everything that she did do. I'm going to miss bouncing my ideas and my jokes and shit off of her, but this is the way it started, Brandon. This is the way it started. So we're going to learn how to run the show again. Like, it's weird not having somebody to call on to do shit.
Yeah, it's a different dynamic. I have to put all my anger out on you now.
Yeah, that's the way it used to be. Now I've got to, you know, we've got to actually pay attention to what's going on and do the show now that, you know, Teresa was a huge asset, man. Like, now that she's gone and then we're actually doing the show now, it's kind of sad that she's not here to, press play and show notes and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, I guess we'll just get back to the way we used to do it, how the show started, just me and you.
Absolutely. And what better way to do that than to kick things off of a classic, just regular rock episode?
Yeah, that broadens the horizon instead of singling out one specific subgenre. So it could go anywhere. It could go classic rock against heavy metal. It could go country rock against, you know, screamo. Whatever. So, I don't know what you have, but, mine is, fairly new and it pisses me off, Brandon.
Oh, mine is brand spanking new. At the time of this recording, it only came out but a couple weeks ago, and it's a familiar name that I don't think, you thought about in quite some time. When was the last time you heard of Trapped?
Oh, Trap. That was the back off, take you on.
That's it.
Yeah. Since that song, actually.
Yeah, it's been a little bit. Well, they're back, baby, with a song called Safe Here in the Shade.
Well, you don't want to get sunburned, Brandon. Getting sunburned sucks.
Yeah, I guess that's what this song is all about. Like, I kind of equated it to... it's this Trapped version of You've Got a Friend in Me. One of those, no matter what happens, I'm here to keep you sheltered from the storm type bullshit. I believe those are actually exact words from them.
This would have been way cooler if it was about sunburn. Or working outside or going to the beach or something. I don't know.
Right.
All right. Yeah, mine's not that. We're almost... at opposite ends of the spectrum. Maybe kind of, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what you say whenever I play my song. I'm excited about this because I used to like Trapped. And a couple, like that song, what was the other song that they had? They had another radio popular song that was always on the radio.
Like, your guess is as good as mine, man.
Well, that was a good song. Whether it's a one-hit wonder, if they had anything else. I thought they had another hit song, though. But I like the song. That particular one was pretty good.
Yeah, well, this is a nothing of a song. The word of the day is going to be lackluster, Red. Like, this has this has nothing to it. It's one of the most generic pieces of shit that I've ever heard, with terrible metaphors sprinkled throughout the entire thing. Yeah, and a fun little solo that gets put into the mix, too.
I was thinking about mine and Carl's little squabble about the lead guitar thing in the award ceremony for Shitty Song of the Year last year, and I said that I didn't like the showboating, and he picked on me and talked shit because that's what guitar solos are, is showboating. So thinking about that, I hope it's at least a, you know, redeem. Is it at least a redeeming factor in the song at all, or no?
Oh, well, we're going to have to listen and find out, Red.
Oh, you're not going to give me a hint?
Why would I do that?
We're trying to switch things up and go back to basic, so, you know.
Yeah, well, why don't we just get right on into it, shall we?
All right.
We're off to a good start tonight. You know we love coming here, right? This song is called Safe Here in the Shade.
Hold on, can you pause it real quick?
Yeah.
I don't like talking about the music videos a whole lot in this, but that was like, why put the audio from a live show in to intro the song and then a hard cut to the song?
Well, we can talk about the video, Brandon. It's okay. We do video episodes now, so it's okay to comment on the video. But anyway,
I'm just not used to
it. Yeah, I know. That hard transition is kind of weird to put, especially for a music video. You know, if that's the studio cut of that, like they hard cut it like that in the, you know, in the album version, that's a bad move.
If you listen to the actual studio version of this song actually begins with an electric guitar just holding down a single note. And the volume swells up a little bit before it comes into that riff that we just started hearing.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you just put that in there? Like, you just, like, why? What's the point in cutting that out to have this hard transition that sounds like shit?
Yeah, this is a lazy music video. They wanted to put something out really quick for the song that just came out, I guess. And this is what you
did. I guess so.
Didn't have time or the budget to make an actual music video.
Yeah. But let's get back in. Can you turn it up, though, real quick?
Yep.
All right.
Hold on. Hey, where do we go? Days when the rain came. Isn't that Creedence Clearwater?
Yeah, it sounds a little familiar, doesn't it?
Yeah, it did. That little beginning part there. Okay.
And he turned four words into one just by mashing it together that way.
Yeah, and the guitar strumming is kind of weird. Like it's got a skip in it or something. Or is that just me?
No, there's a lot of that.
Okay. Man, that's boring, Brandon.
It's incredibly dull and boring. Like, and way to turn every day into a seven-syllable word.
Mm. Yeah, it's just sad. Like, it's not, there's nothing to it. It's, why would you make this your single from your new album?
Yeah, why is this the comeback song?
Yeah, this is like the Blink-182 comeback with a sad, soft, not-in-your-face rock song. Because you can't go, what was that song called? Headstrong?
Yeah, Headstrong.
Yeah, that was a rocking, in-your-face song when they came out. Why not do that again? That doesn't make any sense. This is very, very, lackluster is probably the word I would have used, and boring.
But we got more of it, so let's continue.
All right.
I just want to point out that these verses are some of the laziest written verses that I've ever heard. Like, they, it's literally one line and that's the verse. Like, the it's just one line, and then they go into the pre-chorus with the "keep you sheltered from the rain" shit, which jumps right into the chorus. So, like, there's no real structure here.
Is this just a reworking of the Creedence Clearwater song?
No, it's got a different sound to it. Well, it's its own thing.
Well, the lyrics are super similar, is what I mean.
Huh. Yeah, well, it's just, like I said, like, it's full of generic and basic metaphors that go fucking nowhere.
You can't really, like, distinguish the verses from the chorus. The progression in this seems the same throughout the entire song, even for the choruses.
Oh, yeah, it absolutely is.
Yeah. This is really bad.
Well, we got a solo coming up, like I mentioned before.
Okay.
And if you think it's going to save it, I got news for you.
Didn't save it.
No, and I'm kind of with Carl on the whole showboating aspect of it, like, that's to a degree, because that's where the guitar player is supposed to shine, you know, like, that's where, like, I want to hear you showing off. I don't want to hear this ultra safe "I'm scared of the fretboard and how to work my way around it" solo.
Is this showboating, though?
No, it's not. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Like, this is the exact opposite of it. This guy is scared of the instrument that he's playing, but he has to, like, this is like, okay, guys, this is where he's going to come in, shred with the fucking solo, and it's going to be great. And he doesn't know what the hell to do, so he just whips this out.
No, this is like done at a house of blues or something very small. There's like maybe 100 people standing in front of that stage right now. Maybe.
Well, I can't imagine Trap drawing in a huge crowd anymore.
No, and as far as the solo goes, though, like, I guess me choosing Nuno Bettencourt from Extreme as a shitty shitty example of a guitar solo compared to this, I was way off the mark. You know, like, I was complaining about, right. I was complaining about the pretentiousness and the cockiness of the guitar solo, because that was the only good thing in it. You know what I mean? And that's what got on my nerves. You know, and that was the whole argument for Carl's. That's what guitar solos are, is showboating and showing off, because you are that good to do that. That, you know, my example of the Extreme thing was, you know, not a good one, but this is what I should have brought. This is what I'm talking about right here.
Are you awake yet, Red? Like, you know, this is the triumphant return of Trap. You should be excited. You like this band. Are you excited about this?
No, I said I like that song. I didn't say I like the band. I said that song was okay. And if this is what they're showing you, you know, in lieu of a new album, that album's not going to be good. If this is what you're showing us to hype us up for the album, the rest of it's going to be shit.
Yeah, it's going to be dull.
Hmm. Okay.
Monotonous and boring. Oh my God. This is we have one more chorus to finish this song out, and then it's done. Okay. So we just call it.
Yeah. that was like a practice warm-up song. You would think that a popular band or whatever, or not a seasoned band really, because they had like what, one album and then disappeared or whatever the hell. So, but you would expect them to come out with another in-your-face rocking song, because Headstrong was a popular song because it was loud and it was heavy and it was, you know, all that. So this is a poor representation of a new album for sure.
Yeah, well, and if they had put something else out that wasn't this, and then this was just a song off the album, I probably wouldn't have brought it. But the fact that they're coming back with new music and this is what they want to show off.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what I've got, Red.
Good job, dude. That sucked.
Thank you.
Good job. Yeah, so that I didn't bring anything like that. Mine's a little bit more upbeat. And maybe even just a little bit more positive. So when we were talking about this and trying to figure out what to do tonight, you told me that your song at the time was less than like 24 hours old and all this shit. And full transparency here, it kind of scared me a little bit. I think I mentioned that to you because I was like, oh shit, I got to find something in a hurry or something new and something, you know, that's going to be way worse than his, brand new and all this. And for whatever reason, Brandon, for whatever reason, I struggled trying to find a rock song bad enough to bring against whatever you had, you know, and music is subjective and all that, you know, and we think that, you know, I've brought songs that you think are good and you've brought songs that I think are good, but you know, I scrapped three fucking songs, Brandon, trying to find something.
Oh, shit.
And you said that you had revisited a band you hadn't heard from him in a while. So I was like, maybe I need to do that. Maybe I need to revisit bands and, you know, see what, you know. And I made a vow when we started this season that I was going to bring a whole new fresh cast of shitty songs and all this. And this is kind of like that. But I landed on fucking Beartooth, Brandon. You remember Beartooth?
Wow, I was gonna say it's been a little bit since we've heard from them.
Yeah, I think when we talked about it, like a couple, it's been 2 or 3 years ago. It's been a while. The guy from Attack, because I think you brought Attack, I think one time.
Mm-hmm.
And we found out that the guy from Attack started another band called Beartooth, and I don't remember if it was me or you, but we brought the Beartooth song "Sick and Disgusting."
Sick and Disgusting.
Yeah. Seems like the Corn Daddy song is what went up against that, I think.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. So they went from that, the Sick and Disgusting, the woe is me, you know, I suck, I'm emo and all this, and I think 2014 is when that song came out, to a PSA feel-good fucking song in 2023. You ever heard positive emo, Brandon?
That's a thing.
Apparently. But they have a song in 2023 called The Better Me. And it's got our old pal Hardy in it, Brandon.
He's just popping up everywhere, isn't he?
Everywhere. You know, since Toby Keith kicked the bucket, we got to have somebody that we bring on and pick on a lot. And, you know, why not Hardy? He's not as corny as fucking Toby Keith, I think, but he's everywhere trying to get his hands in everything. But this, when I found this song, Brandon, it all started to come together. The puzzle pieces were just falling into place, right? So this song came out before the Truck Bed song that I brought at the beginning of the year, the very first episode, right? And that Hardy song, if you remember, had a touch of emo at the end of Hardy screaming, right?
Sure, yeah, I remember that.
So he did this song I'm bringing, then tried it. No, I'm sorry, he did the fucking country, the Truck Bed song, then he did this to try his hand at a little emo, and the guy from Beartooth's gonna help him out with it. But anyway, positive emo's got dark, brooding, cut yourself, crying, screaming lyrics, right? Well, this singer, I don't know this dude's name, but he's turned a corner in his life, Brandon. he's no longer about that emo shit. Like, he still likes the music, but he wants to try to turn himself around and do the hokey pokey and all that kind of shit, right?
Okay.
All while you watch him and Hardy play golf.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Right. It's got a little guitar solo in it, and I don't want to spoil anything for you either. So we're going to get right into it. And look, I want to see, don't you notice this right here, Brandon, right here on the screen. You see what that says? Red Bull Records. That means the energy drink, Red Bull, has their own fucking record label that I was not aware of that happened. I didn't know that that happened.
For extreme music like this.
Right. This is the music that you play at, like, the BMX events and the snow and the snowboarding shit is music like this.
Yeah, when a guy's dropping out of a fucking hot air balloon in a bicycle, this is what they play.
Right. Yeah. I had no idea that Red Bull had its own record label. But anyway.
Yeah, neither did I.
This is Beartooth and Hardy with The Better Me.
How many times have I said I was gonna be someone when I get back onto my feet? Tomorrow I'm gonna make changes, cause today I can barely speak.
Hit him with the riff, and it's a basic drop D power chord hammer on, hammer off shit you ever heard. What a riff, right?
Wow. That's too positive.
I love that. As soon as the music started, as soon as he started singing, and that fucking The Grinch Stole Christmas grin came across your fucking face real slow, that was priceless, Brandon. That was priceless.
Yeah, I can already tell that this is going to be an this should be a pop song instead of whatever the fuck we're about to listen to.
Yeah, it belongs on country radio, right? Almost. If you took the drop D power chords out of it and put like a steel pedal and some clean, you know, electric guitar in it, it might be a fucking country song.
Sure.
From the very first note to the last one, this thing gets on my fucking nerves, dude. Just the whole driving, obnoxious power fucking drop D emo chords. While he's talking positive to you, you know what I mean? Like, you're supposed to be screaming and doing the whole thing, not playing golf with your country music buddy and singing about how you're going to turn your life around.
See,
so weird.
My song was lackluster. Yours is going to be very cringy.
Yeah, to say the least, it's cringy. Yeah.
I've been burned by it, concerned about it. I can't steady my hand. The side effects of it. So crushing, this wasn't part of my plan. I don't want to suffer. I tried to lie and I tried to recover, but I'm back in the gutter thinking all the same things.
So the softness in his voice in the beginning of that is super off-putting for the driving force of the song, right? And the whole Hardy emo country auto tune, you know what I mean? Like, you can tell that Hardy had his hand in this because it sounds like a fucking bro country pop country song with drop D power chords in it.
Yeah, it's a weird move to make.
But
why get a band like Bear? Like, I don't know their catalog all that well, but. You know, I'm very familiar with Sick and Disgusting, and if that's going to be the representation I'm basing this off of, then why would you pick them to do this music?
I don't know. I think they're trying to reinvent themselves and turn the band around. I honestly do, because I went back and listened to a couple Beartooth songs from Sick and Disgusting up until this point, right? And it's just a mixed bag of just two or three songs that I listen to. It's just a mixed bag. Like, you can tell, like, it's starting to progressively get more bubblegum pop punky kind of, you know what I mean? And still have that emo sound to it. Kind of like Hawthorne Heights, but with a little bit more heavier guitar. You know what I mean? But I don't know, dude. Like, it's just obnoxious to me that Hardy wants to put his fucking hand in every goddamn thing there is and try to turn it into a fucking country song. Like, he can try to do songs with pop, you know, with emo groups, or do songs with rock groups or rappers and all this kind of shit. But in the end, he always turns it into a fucking country song. Even this.
Yeah. But what else is he going to do?
Try to unite the genres into fucking We Are the World type shit. I don't know, dude. It's just, it's super stupid to me how he has to put his hands in everything and try to turn everything into a country song. It's super obnoxious. I don't know. But it's getting ready to ramp up. We've got the chorus coming in, so.
How many times have I said I was gonna be someone when I get back onto my feet? Tomorrow I'm gonna make changes, cause today I can barely speak. I know how to pull myself out, and it's gonna hurt like hell to set myself free. Just say it out loud, today's the day I stop fucking around and be the better man.
All right.
He could have ended that with a rhyme and made it infinitely better.
Today's the day he's going to stop fucking around, Brandon. How about stop fucking around with that stupid ass drop D riff? That's, dude, I hate that shit so bad.
Also, the use of fucking kind of feels a little forced.
The use of the drop D fucking power chords in this pop country song is fucking stupid. That's all I'm saying. Like, this is supposed to be a rock episode, but the more you listen to this shit, the more it turns into a country song.
It does. It absolutely does.
And I didn't even realize that until now, and I've listened to this fucking song probably 5 or 6 times. You want to hear some more? I guess we got to, huh?
I guess we got to, yeah. We're about halfway through it, aren't we?
Almost, yeah. All right, here we go.
I'm so done with it, and I'll run with it for as long as I can. I'm shutting down at 1 foot in the ground, and I got no confidence left. Don't need one another testify that it's time to recover. I won't die in the gutter, cold, alone, and unseen. Times if I said I was gonna be someone when I get back onto my feet. Tomorrow I'm gonna make changes, cause today I can barely speak. I know how to pull myself out, and it's gonna hurt like hell to set myself free. Just say it out loud, today's the day I stop fucking around and be the better me.
He cannot scream at all.
So this, I can't remember what this guy's name is, but his vocals and Hardy's vocals just don't mix well. Like, the whole emo over-pronunciating the words like they do, and then you got Hardy's country ass over here, you know, singing these fucking lyrics and got that country ass twang on it, and it's just fucking stupid. So fucking stupid.
He tries to change his voice up, and then he'll scream every 5 words
mm-hmm.
at you.
Yeah,
and it's not a very confident scream. It's like he's trying to scream and not wake someone up.
Yeah, yeah. So we've got another verse and another chorus again coming up, and there's a little guitar solo in. And
great.
You remember, I just mentioned it a while ago, but you remember in the truck bed song that I brought of Hardy's in the very first episode, and he had that little, you know, screamo part in there that I told you he was testing the waters, trying to do some screamo at the end of that truck bed song, right? This guy let him scream the fuck out of it in this song. So you get a lot more of the Hardy scream in this one.
Someone when I get back
I can only take it in small doses, Brandon. It's getting on. So I have a question. Why would you layer two different screams that are that different? Because still, their voices, even their screams, don't go together to me.
Right.
They don't layer well. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you have these screamo bands and these rock bands that have like two lead singers, and sometimes they layer their voices going in from one verse to a chorus or something like that in transitions, like Linkin Park or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, they have that and they can make that transition and it sound good. These two voices just don't layer well together, I don't think. They don't match for this kind of music.
Well, and the song's about picking themselves back up off their feet or whatever the fuck it's like.
Look at this motherfucker. He's got like the muffins. This bitch couldn't get off the ground if he wanted to, if he fell. Come on, man.
Well, what hard times have they fallen on to where that this song's going to be relevant to them?
All right, well, you got to think about where this Beartooth dude was in 2014 when he made Sick and Disgusting. So he has come up a little bit.
Okay, fine. I'll give him that. He was literally crying.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know, dude. I'm ready to rip the Band-Aid off and get this over with. There's like 30 or 40 seconds left, so.
Was that the solo that we heard?
Yes, it was. That was the solo.
Wow, what another nothing of a guitar solo.
Yeah, I really think yours might be a little worse, though. Because this is...
Well, it went on for like three times longer.
Well, I think this one is, I don't know, maybe... I don't know if they're produced and mixed the same. I think one might... Like, this one might be or mixed a little bit better than the one that you had. But the guitar solos still, they match, but I think yours might be a little worse than mine.
Okay.
As far as the mediocrity of it and the skill level, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Anyway, let's rip the Band-Aid off here, dude. Caleb Shomo was his name, Brandon. Anyway, I don't even know how those two motherfuckers even meet. You know what I mean? Like, how do those two guys get together and make a fucking song?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. The combination is bizarre.
Yeah. But that was Beartooth with The Better Me featuring Hardy, Brandon. That's what I got this week.
For some reason, that song, like, it makes me think, like, it was written by a bunch of alcoholics that got together in an AA thing and are like, oh, you play guitar, I happen to drum, and oh, you sing, that's great, we should write a song about picking ourselves up.
This is a rehab anthem, that's what it is.
Exactly.
hell yeah. yeah, but
wow.
that's what, so, I got, dude. So I don't know, this is gonna be a tough one. I think
it is going to be a tough one, but it's never been up to either of us.
I don't know, though. Real quick, though. I don't know. Yours is a little bit more boring than mine is. You might have the edge this week.
Yeah, well, I mean, my song puts you to sleep. Yours, thank God we did it in the order that we did, because we can end the episode on some screaming at least.
Right. Hell yeah.
But it doesn't really matter what either of us think. You know, at this point, we don't vote on this. We don't decide which one of these is the shittier song. We only present them to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to you, the listeners. You get to figure out which one of these songs deserves to move on. If you think that the Nothing Burger that Trapped put out about being safe in the shade and keeping them sheltered from the storm and I'll be there for you and all that stupid bullshit was a shittier song this week, then you vote for Trapped. Otherwise, Beartooth and Hardy move on with whatever the fuck that upbeat, poppy, country bullshit was that we just listened to.
It's a PSA, turn your life around.
Yes. Yeah, but it's like procrastinating, because the whole thing is about how they're going to be the better man tomorrow. Today, I'm a piece of shit.
Right.
Tomorrow is going to be different.
Yeah. Procrastinating like hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll leave it up to the listeners this week, as we do every week, and see what they say.
Absolutely.
I think you might have the edge, though. I think you might have the edge. See, this whole time, real quick, I'd like to tell you a little story, though. This whole time, like right after we talked about this, right? I got on Spotify, and it showed me a new single by Pearl Jam.
Yeah, I saw that too.
And I was like, I listened to it, you know, and I was like, this motherfucker's getting ready to bring Pearl Jam. He's getting ready to kill one of my babies. Because that's the only thing that I knew that was new coming out that I seen, you know what I mean, that jumped in my face like that. So this whole fucking week, I've been preparing to defend Pearl Jam again. Right, because the last time you did, I think it was Bush Leaguer, I believe.
Yep.
But I was prepared to defend Pearl Jam tonight, Brandon. So I'm glad you didn't do that. I'm glad you didn't.
Well, now that I know.
Yeah, well, you're gonna have a hard time because I think it's pretty good. You can go listen to it yourself, but I think it's pretty good too.
Yeah. Well, I think that's about as good a place as any to wrap this up, Red.
Yeah, man.
Is there anything that we want to promote while we're here?
Shittysong.show. As you forementioned in the beginning of the episode, you can find the voter poll over there. You can find links to the Patreon, the social media, and all that kind of shit. And the Patreon, yeah. Patreon.com/SSOTW. Sign up for the shitbox tier. There's hours of content, bonus episodes, hidden tracks, all that good shit. For only $5. Patreon.com/SSOTW.
Absolutely. But that's going to wrap it up for this week. So as always, this has been Brandon.
And I'm Red.
And until next time.
Later.